Arizona Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.513 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Thank you so much for having us on this afternoon. We always appreciate you putting us in there in that car. You know, Austin, I'm going to take folks back for a few years here because they were some of the best years of my life here in Pensacola. Let's go back to the late 60s, early 70s, and I'm going to include Buck Mitchell from Seville Quarter in on this conversation. Now, hey, Buck, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, listen, under these conditions, I would say, I'm sorry, you know, but this is a man that needs to be honored and actually pointed out as a great Pensacola businessman. And he did a lot to revitalize our city. We're talking about Bob Snow, former, the original owner and developer of the Seville Quarter concept. And he unfortunately has passed away in Orlando. He passed away on January 24th. And what an icon he was. What is he, Buck?
I tell you, he truly is the one who brought downtown Pensacola back to life. He also did the same thing in Orlando. He went to derelict part of town, downtown Orlando, and their billion-dollar buildings right next door to him at Church Street Station that he opened in around 72 in Orlando. He was an entrepreneur, very, very hard. He was a hard man. He knew what he liked, and he liked it to be perfect. And, my dad was his attorney back in the early days, the beginning days of Rosie O'Grady's. And Bob was, a naval aviator here. That's what brought him to Pensacola, the U.S. Navy. And he was also the leader of the Dixieland band. He was, cool and, just the leader of the band. And he and his Navy buddies, worked hard and painted and opened Rosie O'Grady's. They helped him open Rosie's. And it developed into what you see in downtown Pensacola today, which we've been going strong for 58 years.
It was you guys and Trader John's, basically, and for that unique kind of concept of entertainment in nighttime Pensacola.
Bob, when he bartended at Trader's, that's where he got, he was a Dixieland jazz trumpet player. And he was the bartender at Trader's.
And we're talking to Buck Mitchell, of course, from Seville Quarter. Let me talk to you and ask you about the concept of behind this thing called the Good Time Gang. Where'd that come from?
Well, back in Snow was kind of born in the wrong era. He should have really been born in the 20s. But the good times, let the good times roll, that type of stuff. So the Good Time Gang, it's just who you were as a not just an employee of Seville Quarter, but as a regular customer. You felt part of the family. That was before people associated gangs with Troy Moon's article was funny today. He's a gang leader, it's a good gang. It's a good time gang, and we bring the good times and we bring fun. And Bob Snow is I like to say in the relationship business. I have so many people that say, I met my wife at Seville Quarter or Rosie O'Grady's, and that's what we are. We're bringing and the locals still love us. That's really, I like to tell people that Seville Quarter is Pensacola's neighborhood bar. Every big neighborhood has a little spot, but we're the entire town. Downtown's been having fun since 1967. So everybody who thinks Palafox is, which is great, we love everything on Palafox, but, we've been having fun in downtown Pensacola for a long, long time.
Buck, we can kind of turn the clock back just a little bit. Late 60s, early 70s, what was Pensacola like on the weekends when you looked up in the sky and there's Bob in a biplane pulling banners or he's sky riding? he did it all.
He did. In Orlando, he really took that to a whole nother level. He had it was called the Rosie O'Grady's Flying Circus. And he had hot air balloons and biplanes and banner tow planes. And I asked him one time, I said, Mr. Snow, how do you learn to skywrite? And he said, you go up on a cloudy day and you do it above the clouds so nobody sees you mess up. but, the skywriters in town, I wish we we still had some connections to somebody that could do that there, because on Sunday we are going to be honoring Mr. Snow, celebration of life. It will be at Rosie O'Grady's at 2 o'clock. We've been putting together slideshows. We're going to do a second line band throughout Seville Quarter. But sure would be cool to have somebody write, farewell, Bob Snow up in the sky. That would be just awesome. But I don't think it happens. Like shoemakers, it's a dying breed.
That would be a proper send-off, I got to tell you that. Let me just go back a few more years also, because we touched on it briefly about Mr. Snow being a businessman. In fact, he was selected by the Pensacola News Journal editorial board as Businessman of the Year back in 75.
Yeah, he won more awards. He was the J.C.'s Man of the Year. He was, and won them all again in Orlando when he went down there. He was a restaurateur of the year for the state of Florida. You know, he did so many things. You talk to him and it would just be like, God, this is just crazy. But even the craft beer laws in the state of Florida, he was behind getting the Florida legislature to open up where people, where microbrews and things like that could happen in Florida, which there's still some states that, that don't. Alabama, I still don't think you can really do some things that you can do in Florida, all wise, or maybe I think Alabama might have just changed. But, he was ahead of his time, entertainment, but really making it look perfect and making sure the staff was properly trained and on board with what we were selling.
Buck Mitchell, great memories and great thoughts about our former friend, Bob Snow. You have yourself a great afternoon. Thanks for your time, bud.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you. Everybody's invited on Sunday, so come on down.
You got it. Buck Mitchell from Seville Quarter. Kind of remembering Bob Snow this afternoon. What a legendary guy he was. And again, it'll be a proper send-off for Mr. Snow. 2 o'clock, Seville Quarter, this coming Sunday.
All righty, 520 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get you your first quick check of the roads and weather, tackle some of the stories going on here nationally. Coming up quickly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
The Celtic Angels enable their audiences to experience the real Ireland, celebrating their cherished heritage through Irish song. Five beautiful women with glorious harmonies make up the Celtic Angels. The Celtic Knights world champion dancers leave audiences breathless. And the Trinity Band Ensemble with flawless interpretations of authentic Irish music. Join us for award-winning song, dance, and music as the Celtic Angels carry you to Ireland on Wings of Music.
Coming to the Sanger Theater March 17th. Get your tickets now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Allow me to give you four get-along statements from Philippians chapter 2. Statement number 1, have the same love. The Bible tells us to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. Statement number 2, obey the prohibition against strife and vainglory. Essentially, God says stop it. Statement number 3, have a humble heart. The Bible calls it lowliness of mind. Statement number 4, stop looking at how to help yourself and start looking at how to help others. If you'll practice these four principles in your workplace, in your marriage, or in any human relationships, you will find them to be four very effective get-along principles.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Electricity powers everything we do in Florida. You deserve a power company that delivers reliable electricity every single day. At FPL, our crews have undergrounded more power lines, installed stronger poles, and built a smarter, more resilient grid to deliver reliable electricity where you need it, when you need it. FPL, working for you every single day. See how at fpl.com/value.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at WaveMensHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's WaveMensHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. I still have not got my personalized margarita plate yet.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how that stands. Hey, afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Thank you so much for having us on today. We do appreciate that. And we thank, of course, Buck Mitchell from Seville Quarter joining us this hour. Kind of remembering Bob Snow and all the neat marketing things that he brought to our community for years. And Mr. Snow did pass away at 84 on the 24th. So they're having a special, I guess, remembrance of Bob, 2 o'clock at Seville Quarter this coming Sunday. Hey, stocks closing higher, boosted by earnings reports from companies like Meta and Tesla. Jerry Willis has more from NYC.
Tech stocks in focus on the day, all three major averages ending in the green. The Dow higher by 168 points, the S&P rising 31, the Nasdaq rising 49. Investors weighing a flood of earnings and economics data. Meta and Tesla moving higher on good earnings news. Meta topping $700 a share for the first time. Beleaguered NVIDIA trading lower on reports the U.S. is weighing additional limits on chip sales to China. Shares of the AI chip maker under pressure this week on news of a China-based rival. Meanwhile, GDP growth cooled to 2.3% in the fourth quarter from 3.1% in the third. All eyes will be on tomorrow's PCE inflation report, the Fed's favorite gauge of price growth. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
All righty, just a little bit past 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, got several spots of note in Pensacola especially. If you are traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards Burgess Road, we got some heavy backups there. On North Davis Highway, traveling up towards I-10. Got some backups in that area. Highway 29 again, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, giving us some trouble in that area as well now that I look at it. And Michigan Avenue, traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. Those are giving us a lot of issues, just to name several in Pensacola. Outside of that, it's going to be traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Wind Haven Beach and on Highway 90 coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, we're at 64 degrees, low of 62 tonight, going to be foggy this evening. Tomorrow, rainy Friday, high of 71, low of 49.
527 News Radio 92.3. We were talking numbers from the markets today. Well, mortgage rates barely budging after the Fed decided to hold the interest rates. Homebuyers, home sellers are watching those numbers, and here they come. Mortgage News Daily reporting this afternoon. The 30-year fixed mortgage, 7.06%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.48%. In international news, I want to pass this on. Hamas releasing more Israeli hostages. This is part of the ceasefire agreement between Israel and the Gaza militant group. Trey Yingst has more from Tel Aviv.
Today, three Israeli hostages and five Thai nationals were released in northern Gaza. Hamas putting on another display of propaganda as they paraded Agam Berger, one of the five female soldiers who was taken from the Nahal Oz base, across a stage where the Red Cross had to sign a document. And then she was ushered into a waiting vehicle and then transferred to IDF forces on the Gaza border. This was a very dangerous situation because it was a chaotic scene with thousands of Palestinians in the area. We saw similar scenes in southern Gaza later in the morning with Arbel Yahud and Gadi Moses from the community of Nir Oz. They were released by Hamas and Islamic Jihad over to the Red Cross.
All righty, and one of our top stories here nationally as well. Federal officials say they haven't yet recovered the black boxes from the deadly midair collision in the Washington, D.C. area. The NTSB provided an update on Thursday about the crash between the plane and Black Hawk chopper that's feared to have killed 67 people. Chair Jennifer Homendy said that they know the recorders are there and they will eventually retrieve them.
You know, we always talk about feeling sorry for Butch and Suni up in space at the International Space Station. Well, those two astronauts said, enough is enough. We're getting out of here. Open that hatch up. I got to get out of here. It's called cabin fever. Well, they did. They left the ISS when the experimental Boeing Starliner spacecraft they flew suffered malfunctions. So they've been at the space station for a while. So today, they took a spacewalk. Eben Brown reports from Broward County.
Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have been spending the month since their Boeing Starliner incident working as part of the crew at the International Space Station. Today, the pair are outside, spacewalking in bulky spacesuits, performing some maintenance tasks.
And just as a reminder, Butch's going to have to get in there with the tool, so you might want to look at your optimal body positions to make sure everything's good.
Mind your way to get in there with the tool, Butch?
I don't think so. We'll find out.
President Trump recently said he instructed Elon Musk to retrieve Wilmore and Williams. The two have been slated to fly home on a SpaceX capsule as soon as this March. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
I'm John Saucier. Officials say there were no survivors after a U.S. Army helicopter collided with an American Airlines jet over the Potomac River in D.C. last night. Crews continuing to recover bodies from the water. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy was asked about the status of recovering the flight data recorders.
We have not recovered the flight data recorders yet. We know they're there. They are underwater.
A preliminary report expected from the agency within 30 days. 67 people are presumed dead. President Trump in the Oval Office says he'll announce 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico.
Number one is the people that have poured into our country so horribly and so much. Number two are the drugs, fentanyl, and everything else that are...
Christopher Freeland, former finance minister, is running to replace Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, pushing back against those tariffs. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Comcast topping Wall Street's fourth quarter estimates despite reporting larger than expected subscriber losses for their streaming service Peacock. Comcast overall revenue was up 2% today thanks to an increase in its mobile business, and after hours trading, shares are unchanged. More change, though, is underway at Starbucks. The coffee chain is announcing they're optimizing their menu, reducing beverage and food items by 30% by the end of June. Other recent changes include the reversal of its open door policy and the return of the self-serve coffee bar. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today, with the Dow gaining 168, the S&P 500 up by 31, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ turned around from earlier losses today, gaining 49 points. U.S. crude oil futures for March rising slightly, 0.8% above $73 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The two best players in the 2025 NFL Draft are Abdul Carter out of Penn State and Travis Hunter out of Colorado. Tennessee and Cleveland both need quarterbacks and hold the first and second picks in the 2025 draft, respectively. But with Cam Ward and Shador Sanders not being generational talents, all eyes when it comes to this draft are now on Tennessee and Cleveland to see if either will pass on a signal caller in order to take either Carter or Hunter. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. We can help you save on the right oil for your vehicle. Right now, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Castrol Edge Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $35.99. Visit one of our 6,000 stores or order from AutoZone.com for same-day store pickup or next-day delivery.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito,
buddy it up with a honey buddy,
or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
So you're getting ready to sell your house, and you've got everything figured out, and you're on the verge of getting a contract, and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 723-9158.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have 5 offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We spent a lot of time talking about this terrible aviation incident in D.C. and actually talked with the airport director, Matt Coughlin, who is himself a 60 pilot, and he was the former commanding officer of NAS Whiting Field. And what gets done to keep our airspace safe with so much military and civilian traffic in the same airspace, plus the ongoing fighting between the governor and the legislature over immigration in Tallahassee? You can listen to all of these discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
When the sun goes down on Friday night, slaps on his high karate.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Flyers, the Ice Flyers, that is. Busy weekend coming up here. Pensacola facing Roanoke Friday and Saturday in the Bay Center. Friday, you can help beat childhood cancer with the Rally Foundation. And then on Saturday, it is Le Bon Temps Roulé. Dash, yeah, Mardi Gras night on the ice. Puck dropping 7:05 for both of those events. And I wanted to throw this in because I missed this last hour and I wanted to add it. But after that game on Friday, you can ice skate. They started about 9:30. The ice rink at the center is open to the public following the Flyers game. You can bring your own skates or rent from the facility. So there you go. If you want to go out and do the ice thing, it's all set up for you.
All righty. Good to know. And something else that may be good to know is that we have three ranked men's basketball teams playing tonight. Number 18, Illinois, heading to Nebraska at 7:30. At 8 o'clock, you got number 19, Memphis at Tulane. And at 9:30, late game, number 16, Oregon, traveling to UCLA.
Okay. I mentioned this in brief parts. I would say at the best last hour.
All righty.
But in case you haven't heard, Taylor Swift's boyfriend's team headed back to the renamed Swifty Bowl. The two important things to know: that Swift will be there and Travis Kelce and company have a chance to defend their title. Now, the market is flooded. I mean, when I'm saying market, the apparel market, right. T-shirts, sweatshirts, things like that, flooded with Swifty. No, wait. I mean, Super Bowl-themed Swifty gear. Some of the apparel features: Go Taylor's boyfriend, Karma is the guy on the Chiefs, NFL Super Bowl Taylor version. And don't forget the Swift Chiefs friendship bracelets. Gotta love those. Perfect for matching with your game day outfits or swapping with new friends at the Super Bowl party. Wouldn't you like to have one of those little bracelets?
No. I have two takeaways. I have two takeaways.
You said
from
that pretty quick, pretty definitively.
Yes. And one of the things I told you right when you mentioned that last hour, right. I said, this is why the NFL cares so much about getting airtime for Taylor at these NFL games, because she taps into a different demographic. She is a moneymaker. That's just what it is. But the other thing is that I think they may be trying, whoever's making this stuff, maybe trying to kind of lean into the hate. And here's what I mean. Bleacher Report has been accused of their social media. They've been accused of just kind of needlessly going out of their way to promote LeBron and Bronny and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's because they've been criticized in the past for doing that. So some people think, okay, you got to be doing this on purpose. Well, I think that may be what some of this stuff is about now. It's like, okay, you hate it so much. Let's see how many people can really buy this stuff and really shove it down your throat because, hey, any attention's good attention, right?
You're absolutely right. Security preps have been enhanced in New Orleans for next week's Super Bowl. Kevin Uresky has a story.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says there will be two enhanced security zones, one in the French Quarter and one around the Superdome, which will aim to balance protection and freedom. He says public awareness is key, and that data shows when people are actively aware and looking for potential problems,
those that seek to create mass casualty events will seek another place to do that.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says the city is an experienced Super Bowl host, but
we're still going above and beyond what we've seen in the past.
She says she's absolutely confident Super Bowl week and the game itself will be safe. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Okay, still staying with NFL, Baltimore Ravens, all-pro kicker Justin Tucker. You mentioned this story during the 4 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. Faces accusations of inappropriate sexual behavior. Joe Morgan has defined it a little bit further.
Six massage therapists have accused Tucker of inappropriate behavior at four spas between 2012 and 2016, which included Tucker exposing his genitals and brushing his genitals against two therapists, According to an investigation by the Baltimore Banner, management from two of the spas said that they banned Tucker from returning, and several of the therapists said Tucker's behavior was so bad that they refused to work with him again. In a statement posted to social media, Tucker called the allegations, quote, unequivocally false. Tucker's statement continued in part, quote, I've never received any complaints from a massage therapist, have never been dismissed from a massage therapy or bodywork session, and I have never been told that I was not welcome at any spa or other place of business. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
You know, they say lightning doesn't strike twice. First it was Deshaun Watson, now it's Justin Tucker. What are the odds of that? And in the same division, no less. Both the Browns and Ravens are AFC North teams. Now, I know that Deshaun Watson, his stuff started coming out during the transitional period, but, you know, during his final time in Houston and then going to Cleveland. But nonetheless, both of these guys currently play for AFC North teams. I just thought that was a little bit weird. McDonald's is partnering with a female athlete for the first time ever. Angel Reese will have her own meal special with the fast food chain. Reese had an impressive 2024, breaking multiple WNBA records with the Chicago Sky. The meal is a barbecue bacon quarter pounder with cheese and a new barbecue sauce, plus fries and a drink. Customers can order the Angel Reese special beginning February 10th.
Okay, Colorado getting a new professional sports team. They kind of needed this. You'll know what I'm talking about once Jarrett Max files this report.
Denver, Colorado is getting a new sports team, a first of its kind in the Mile High City, a major women's professional sports team that'll compete on the national level. Next year, a 16th franchise will join the National Women's Soccer League and play in Denver. With an ownership group led by IMA Financial Chairman and CEO Rob Cohen, the team will pay a record $110 million expansion fee to join. Cohen told ESPN, this is about making the largest investment in women's sports probably in history, and it's more than just the expansion fee. It's the commitment to building a permanent stadium at a training facility that are world-class and that are primary for women. Initially, the Denver team will play in a temporary stadium, not named. Jared Max, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you, or at least as quick as I can make it. It's actually been a rather hectic day on the roads, and it still appears to be now. If you are traveling westbound on Michigan Avenue towards Mobile Highway, we've got some backups there still. Same can be said for Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and then continuing northbound towards 10 Mile Road. North Davis Highway, traveling up towards I-10, got some backups there still. And those are just the spots in Pensacola. Hurlburt Field, that area of Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound past Hurlburt, we always have issues there, and we still do at this time. And then on Highway 90, traveling eastbound past Avalon Boulevard and westbound coming over Blackwater River, got some backups in those areas as well. As for the weather, 64 degrees, low of 62, patchy fog this evening. I actually had a texter drop in earlier and say, please tell drivers to turn their lights on. It was getting dark out there, and some people were driving without their headlights. Obviously, when fog kicks in, be careful. Tomorrow going to be a rainy Friday, high of 71, low of 49.
Yeah, that's a good point. Whoever did that, that was nice because I hate that, especially if somebody does not have their lights on and it is getting darker. And did you say we had some fog moving in?
Patchy fog this evening.
Okay. Let's not forget, I don't want to overlook this, the annual Double Bridge Run, one of the country's premier 15K races, is Saturday beginning 7 o'clock. Going to be a little warmer this year, thanks to Austin's forecast. So we are appreciating that.
You're welcome.
Nice job, bud. Of course, if you're not familiar with the run, what happens, runners cross two bridges, cross Pensacola Bay, and then the Sykes Bridge onto Pensacola Beach. Then the 5K picks up in Gulf Breeze, runners and walkers from Gulf Breeze to Pensacola. They only have to traverse the Sykes Bridge. But the Double Bridge Run coming up this Saturday. It's a great run.
Yes, absolutely. And labor unions have filed suit against the Trump administration to stop an executive order reclassifying some federal employees. President Trump signed an order reinstating the Schedule F classification for federal workers to certain policy-influencing positions. The classification enacted during the first Trump administration removes some of the protections that prevent federal employees from being easily fired. Former President Joe Biden rescinded the policy after he took office, though. The unions say the order violates the normal notice and comment period required when federal agencies change their regulations. And now you know.
There you go. 547 News Radio 92.3. A few stories here that's going to maybe make you a little, let's use the word, aware. And in terms of prices going up just in that genre. Florida's car insurance rising in 2025. Already you're looking at that radio going, what is he talking about? It's rising. The state continues to be one of the most expensive states When it comes to the cost of car insurance, and a recent study, insurance prices likely to increase another 5% this year after increasing by a whopping 42%. Get that, 42% since 2022. Not looking much better on the utility side for power.
Right.
Get ready to pay more for power in 25 and further into 2029.
Gosh.
Florida Power and Light customers are seeing a temporary hurricane restoration surcharge on their bills. That surcharge helps cover the cost of three hurricanes that hit Florida in 24. In addition, I'm not through yet. In addition, FPNL is seeking a rate increase to run from 2026 to 2029 to help diversify the company's electricity generation mix. There you go.
Put that in your pipe and smoke.
Well, listen, not so bad as if you lived in New York City. Have you heard about that congestion pricing that they do for specific times of day? Guess what? It's working. A lot of people, are you kidding me? Yeah, NYC is touting the success of its first in the nation congestion pricing. Carmen Roberts has more on that.
New York's MTA says congestion pricing for Manhattan's business district is working. The agency's Juliet Michelson says 3 weeks of data show what they studied, what they expected, and what they planned is what seems to be happening. That is, more than 1 million fewer vehicles have entered the congestion zone from 60th Street and below than would have without the $9 toll. However, the MTA is delaying the release of revenue numbers until next week to give it time to collect data on taxis and for-hire cars. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Yeah, I actually heard about this pricing program because President Trump, he was making headlines for considering stepping in to stop it. However, the Riders Alliance has since issued a statement saying that if Trump does issue an executive order halting the program, it would kill hundreds of thousands of infrastructure jobs and make millions of commuters late to work again. Okay, move to stop it would likely trigger yet another major legal battle.
Oof, just what he needs.
Yeah, yay.
Woo. He is keeping legal firms in business. Okay, here's the fact that less than a week after celebrating the official grand opening up in Century, Auga Plast Corporation, a 50-year-old Brazilian manufacturing company, already looking to expand that facility in the Century Industrial Park. They need this type of inject into that economy up there. The company will now begin to soil testing and design of a new 18,200-square-foot warehouse expansion to their current building. Algas Plast says they're going to invest nearly $1.6 million in new construction with an estimated 10 additional full-time jobs.
Wow, really?
Economic opportunity there.
All righty. Speaking of economics.
I like that kind of story.
Stocks are closing higher after a volatile day on Wall Street. That's some good economic news as well. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 168 points to 44,882, S&P 500 rising 31 points to 6071, and the Nasdaq gaining 49 to 19,681.
So you're thinking about going over to New Orleans and partake in the Jazz and Heritage Festival, are you?
Maybe.
Well, it's going to be kicking off this spring, April 24th through May 4th. And I only understand that hotel accommodations are going very fast over there, according to the New Orleans Travel Bureau. So spanning those two weekends, there is no shortage of superstar talent. Let me just give you a few. Foo Fighters, Chris Stapleton, Neil Young, Crazy Horse, The Killers, John Batiste, Queen Latifah, Earth, Wind & Fire, hundreds more. Too long a list. But it's going to be happening as usual. And Chili Gentilly, part of New Orleans, where the fairgrounds is.
All righty, 5:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, Chris just made a remark a couple minutes ago talking about how, you know, basically Trump is keeping the legal system in business right now with all the lawsuits he's had in recent memory. Well, he's got an update to one involving Meta. Got details on how that turned out and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
So don't worry.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. About six away from 6:54. It is a real fine Thursday afternoon getting you ready for the weekend. I want to make sure that you do remember they're having that Kids and Critters Mardi Gras Parade for children on Pensacola Beach Saturday. Not this Saturday, the next Saturday. But make plans to make it out there. The parade is set for the Casino Beach parking lot, and believe me, it's a hoot with all those people and animals and crazy stuff out there. Shelly Johnson, we had her on.
We did,
Shelly
yes.
Johnson, we had her on from Island Times a couple of days ago talking about this event, and she, in her own words, she said, it's a hoot. It's a hoot.
It's a hoot and a half.
Absolutely. Okay, here's some clear evidence that this diet is not good for your health. Tom Rigotti has more on the trending story.
A Tampa area Florida man following an extreme carnivore diet who ate pounds of butter, cheese, and hamburgers every day for 8 months was hospitalized after developing yellow lesions on his body. Doctors say the lesions formed because his body wasn't processing all that cholesterol. The condition is called xanthelasma, and it can deposit not only under the skin but on other parts of the body and cause heart attacks and strokes. The man, only identified as being in his 40s, told doctors that he got the dietary advice from the internet. There's no treatment or medication for xanthelasma. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Yeah, we touched on this the other day because they described it as him shedding cholesterol. And that is just disturbing beyond words. 5:55 here. Hopefully we can get our minds off of that by getting one last quick check of the roads and weather here. Let's see. Got some backups on Michigan Avenue still. That's if you're traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, still dealing with some congestion. And then we've got issues on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and westbound coming over Blackwater River. Last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound in front of Hurlburt Field. As for the weather, 64 degrees, low of 62, could be some patchy fog.
Okay, I'm not sure if this is good or bad, but Microsoft's Windows wants to connect to your iPhone. Eben Brown has more.
Apple fanatics would scoff at the idea, but Microsoft is unveiling a new feature that links up one's iPhone with one's Windows PC. It works similarly to the integration unveiled last year between Windows and Android phones. For those beta testers and developers who already have access to the feature, they can now see their phone's battery status and even access messages and calls right from a side panel on the Windows 11 Start menu. It even gives the user the ability to share files between the phone and the Windows PC using the Send Files option in the Windows commands. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Alrighty, I mentioned this before the break. Meta is agreeing to pay $25 million to settle a lawsuit with President Trump over his suspended accounts. four-year-old lawsuit is tied to Meta suspending Trump's accounts after the January 6th Capitol riots. Meta is the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, of course, and it filed the notice of settlement in federal court in San Francisco. A Meta spokesperson says $22 million will go toward a fund for Trump's presidential library, with the rest going to legal fees and other plaintiffs involved.
557 News Radio 92.3. The day's getting longer as spring creeps closer. 38 days now until daylight savings time begins on Sunday, March 9th. Spring officially arrives in 49 days on March the 20th. And what that means, a lot of folks, once it starts to warm up and get out there, you'll see a lot of entertainers hitting the road, doing their concert tours, things like that. Luke Bryan. People put T's.
Your last name?
People put T's on my name all the time, you know. Right. But Luke Bryan might be coming to your city. Michelle Polino has more in Fox Country.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Polino. Luke Bryan is hitting the road this spring on his Country Song Came On tour with 30 dates spanning the U.S. The tour kicks off May 29th in Bethel, New York, and runs through late August. Along the way, Bryan will make stops in Hershey, Pennsylvania, Charleston, South Carolina, and Bangor, Maine. Joining Bryan is a rotating list of performers, including Ashlyn Kraft, May Estes, and several others, with DJ Rock locked in for the entire run. Tickets go on sale Friday. You left me in your coveralls. And musician Zach Bryan kept his word with fans after the longtime Philadelphia Eagles fan dropped a new song, Blue Jean Baby, after their NFC championship win. Bryan began by toasting the Eagles' victory over the Commanders 55-23. He wrote, "Birds win out at midnight, see y'all in New Orleans," before casually adding the news, EP and album by the end of the year. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Alrighty, and Netflix greenlighting a reboot of Little House on the Prairie, of all things. The series will be based on the classic novels by Laura Ingalls Wilder, and the book was originally adapted into a hit TV series, of course. It aired for 9 seasons from 1974 to 83. There's no word on when the series will hit Netflix, though.
Did you ever watch the original version of that?
My mom currently watches it, and I've sat in on an episode or two. Charles Ingalls and the fam.
That's good television. Mm-hmm. Really is. Okay, new mint-flavored treat coming next month to a drive-through near you. We've talked about this.
Right.
Girl Scouts teaming up with Wendy's to offer a new limited edition Thin Mints Frosty. Goes on sale Feb 21, same day online Girl Scout sales begin. So, Girl Scouts coming to Wendy's.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.